Thank you for tuning in to the Afternoon Pint Podcast. Our show will start right after these messages from our sponsors.
Hey, Matt. We're thinking of selling our home and finding a bigger place.
Oh, really? I thought you guys loved where you lived.
Oh, we do. Our family is just growing. With pets. A dog. A cat. Two guinea pigs. A hamster.
And you're planning on getting more?
Maybe a goat or a crocodile.
Well, I have the person for you. Kimina Jad is an experienced real estate agent who prides herself in finding the perfect home for her clients.
We're just browsing now. I'm not sure if we really need a realtor yet.
Yeah, no worries. Kimina can help you with the comparative market analysis to help you determine the value of your home if you're planning on selling, or help you determine the going rate for the neighborhood you're moving into. She can also work at your pace.
Awesome. All right, I'll give her a shot. What's her phone number?
On Facebook, Kimina Jad, Exit Realty Metro. Her phone number is 902-880-8429, and her email is kimia@exitmetro.ca.
902-880-8429. Awesome. Thanks.
This podcast was brought to you by Dan Lomas. That's L-O-M-A-S of lomasfinancial.ca.
Are you a small business owner who wants to keep more of your hard-earned profits and pay less taxes to the CRA? Do you want a plan for a comfortable and secure retirement? If your answer is yes, then you need to talk to Dan Lomas at Lomas Financial.
Dan Lomas is a financial advisor who has been helping successful entrepreneurs and business owners for over 2.5 decades. He utilizes customized solutions that can help you keep your earnings, dramatically reducing passive income tax.
Dan Lomas and his team will help you transition corporate wealth into personal wealth by utilizing customized executive pension plans. Dan will show you how to convert business wealth into personal wealth in a professional manner.
Don't let the CRA take more money than they deserve. Don't let your retirement dreams fade away. Contact Dan Lomas today and let him guide you on your path to financial success.
Visit Dan Lomas at lomasfinancial.ca or call him direct at 902-209-0855. That's 902-209-0855.
This is Matt Conrad.
And this is Mike Tobin.
Welcome to the Afternoon Pint.
This week we speak with award-winning R&B singer and author from North Preston, Nova Scotia, Keontae Beals. Keontae is also the founder of K. Beals Entertainment. He's published 2 children's books, and he's a public speaker for audiences of all ages on the value of self-worth. Please stay tuned after this episode to hear Keontae's song, Let Go, from his 2020 album, titled King. Enjoy. Yes,
welcome right to the Afternoon Pint. I'm Mike Tobin.
Matt Conrad.
And who we have with us today?
Keontae Beals.
Keontae Beals. Thank you so much for coming down, man. So, Keontae, I reached out to you actually on LinkedIn. And thanks for getting back to me so quickly and so genuine. We had a mess up. I got COVID. I had to let you know like a day before, and then we couldn't meet. We had to reschedule. I felt terrible about it because I was excited to have this conversation with
you.
And but you're here now, and we are at...
We're at Old Biddy's.
Old Biddy's.
Yeah.
Awesome. And what are we drinking today, Matt?
Well, you're drinking the red IPA.
Which is awesome.
It's really good. Nice. Like, has that red character, but hoppy. I'm drinking the orange American wheat. Yeah. Which is a pretty nice, light-tasting, great beer, you know, post-work kind of thing. And Keontae is having a seltzer, which is actually really good. It's the sour cherry.
Yeah, it's real good, too.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
So. And then maybe in a little bit here, we may get a little sneak sample of something that's not out yet. So we'll go from there.
So Old Biddy's, this is our first time here. And, I mean, maybe you knew, maybe you don't know about Old Biddy's, but they're actually in Sackville, Nova Scotia. Some of the beers that they got in the liquor store right now at the NSLC is the 7-Day IPA and the Biddy Light.
Yeah.
Right? I haven't tried the Biddy Light, to be honest, but the 7-Day IPA, I had one of those this last week. And it's great. Yeah, good beer. So, Keontae.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so the reason I was on the LinkedIn and saw you and said, gee, that guy would be a really interesting fellow to talk to is just because you were honestly doing so much.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, maybe just introduce yourself a little bit to folks that don't know what you're doing today and a little bit of your background and what's going on.
Sure. So, I'm Keontae Beals. I'm from North Preston. I'm the owner of K. Beals Entertainment. I am a multi-award-winning singer, songwriter, and performer. Pretty much been doing that since I was 6 years old. and being able to build a life and a career out of doing that. So, I've been pretty grateful for the journey so far. It's just, even though I've been doing this since I was six, I always say it's just beginning. I still have so much further to go. We just launched K-Bills Entertainment, the publishing arm, and we focus in mainly children's books and touring. So that's been a pretty cool journey, and just kind of being able to give back to the next generation is pretty fulfilling. So, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So you've been, you're saying you're kind of touring and stuff like that. So, because you've been here, you were here not that long ago because we were trying to connect with you then, and then, you know, here again. So do you still call Halifax home, or are you... Yeah.
Oh my goodness, forever home. Yeah. Okay. North Preston specifically.
Yeah. Nice. So you're still living in Nova Scotia, but just traveling lots. Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty much living between both here and in Toronto, I would say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. That's good, man. You got to do that. I mean,
and the speaking part you're doing, like you're speaking with schools.
Yeah, a lot of touring, a lot of school touring. It's probably my favorite thing to do right now.
and what are you going to these schools for? Like, what are you speaking to these kids about?
Basically, you know, giving them the message of self-love. That's what all of our books are about, self-love, self-identification, you know, knowing that it's okay to not be perfect, that none of us are. And, you know, it's a part of growth in being able to work on some of the things that you have to work on. We all have things to work on. So I talk about those things. I talk about, you know, dreaming big and what that means, what it looks like as well, you know, the restorative process that comes along with that. But I also talk to them about, you know, if I can, they can too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm no more special than anybody else.
Right.
It's just about getting up and doing it.
So it's about confidence and self-worth.
Yeah, that's
right. Just feeling. And what age are you talking to? How old are these kids?
Oh, my goodness. We've done elementary right up to high school, and we've actually done a university too. So the content changes and the visuals change depending on the age range, but the message is still the same.
Nice. So, and then just to make sure that people know that, so the first book was I Am Perfectly Me.
That's right.
And the second book that came out was I Am King.
Yes.
Just wanted to make sure that people got the titles there so people knew.
Cool. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So what were you, I mean, obviously, like, I Am Perfectly Me and versus I Am King, the titles kind of tell me something a little bit different, right? I can anticipate what they may mean, but why don't you give us a definition, like, you know, explain kind of what the methods were between the two.
Yeah, so we have the I Am series, children's book series, and so it's I Am Perfectly Me, I Am a King, etc. And, you know, they both are surrounded in, you know, self-empowerment. But I Am Perfectly Me, that one I wrote with my younger brother, Antonio Beals, and he was 8 at the time. He's he's about 12 now, so he thinks he's a man, but, you know.
I mean, I probably would be, too, if I was 8 years old published author, but, you know. Yeah,
that's a good accomplishment for an 8-year-old.
Yeah. And so it just kind of talks about, you know, the imperfections that make you everything that you are and how those things are beautiful and they create character.
Yeah. Awesome. And why did you try to take it on yourself? Why did you want to tell this story?
It's so interesting, man. Like, I feel like my whole journey has been... I feel like everything that I am today is everything that I wanted to see when I was younger.
Nice. A lot of people don't get to say that.
Yeah, man. So, like, I always dreamed of opening a book and seeing myself in it. You know, I didn't get to do that until I pretty much created my own. I always wanted to see and emulate somebody who didn't just take on the music world and the industry, but somebody who also branched outside of music and did other business ventures, you know, clothing and things of that nature. I became that person for myself. So with the book, it was exactly that. You know, when I started the creative process with Antonio, we just started creating the characters, and we noticed that the characters were all different, you know, and that they were all beautiful, and that's how we were raised.
Different, you know? Like, different in what way?
Different in their appearances, different in, you know, their personalities,
right,
and what we thought about for each of them. They were all different, and that's how we were raised, that everybody can be different, the room can be filled with different people, but everybody can have their own.
I love beautiful. That message, man. That's beautiful.
Yeah. It's a great message, yeah. I mean, you can learn a lot about each other when we're all different.
And I mean, all the things you accomplished. What were we talking about earlier today, Matt, about the rules and how we can kind of go through life and just decide if we want to do things? You articulated that well. We were just having a conversation.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes. So basically what we kind of were saying is that everything in this life, we created.
Yeah.
So, like,
and we made up,
and we all made it up. Like, we made everything up, whether that's it be right. The banking system or whatever. The systems that we have in place are that's all right. made up.
Yep.
So we can literally do anything outside of like giving birth to a unicorn. We can do pretty much anything.
That's right.
Because we can change it if we want to. We can change the systems that we've put in place because we invented them, right? So, that's the thing. And it's kind of like what you're doing. You're changing things that,
you're creating your own narrative, right?
Yeah, creating your own narrative, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully, so, you know, that's definitely the goal. I feel like the next generation should be the best generation yet. It's supposed to get better and better over time, right?
So. I kind of feel like I know that we have a lot of social media and a lot of news and things can be focused on some negative things, but I do feel that we are living in the best times ever right now, and I do feel that it will continue to get better. I mean, I hope so. Hopefully we don't take a step back, but, you know, I feel we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to speak on where you grew up, North Preston?
Sure.
Yep. Yeah. Like, I mean, people either know or they don't, but it's one of the largest black communities in Canada.
That's right.
Yeah. Right? And, I mean, the fact that you still embrace and love where you came from, I think that's beautiful and important, right? So just tell us a little bit of what it was like growing up in North Preston.
Yeah.
How did you, and like this is something that I mean, even though if I'm wrong on this, correct me, but like did ever feel like North Preston, like you were a little disconnected from the rest of the world and kind of had almost like a utopia?
Yeah, it did.
I always thought like it might feel like that.
Just it's a long road into North Preston.
It's a long road. That little windy road.
The Cherry Book bus keeps on going and keeps on going.
That's right.
And then it's like, whoa, like, you know, it's, But anyways, just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so growing up in North Preston was great. I feel like everyone tells a cliche story. You can go to anybody's house, get a meal, you can whatever, all that stuff. And it's true. That's why it's cliche. But that's why it's cliche. But, you know, for me, a little bit deeper, like, you know, North Preston was, of course, a place, you know, that gave me the strength, you know, taught me how to love, taught me how to fall down and recover, you know, it taught me how to be an entrepreneur and one with purpose, you know, like all of that, all of those things are instilled by, you know, the people who were elders in the community. So North Preston is my rock. Like, I could never forget North Preston because everything in me is North Preston. Like, everywhere I go, I take that with me. And having that conversation with somebody in Toronto the other day, and they were like, you know, you're not from around here, are you? I'm like, nah, I'm not. And they were like, we can tell.
Yeah.
They're like, we can tell. It's something about you that is just different. And
the dialect in Toronto is very different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very different.
Yeah. And they were just talking about, like, you just seem like you're from, like, a small town. I'm like, yeah, I'm exactly. I'm from there. And I don't go there with the mentality of, oh, I want to get with the way of Toronto and the fast, you know, whatever the case may be. But I want to go there, create community, like that same sense of community. So, yeah, growing up in North Preston was great. Taught me a lot of values. And, yeah, I'll never forget the place.
That seems to be, like, you know, I know a few people that have come from North Preston. And then there's also some well-known people that have come from there as well. And it seems to be that's said a lot.
Yeah.
Right? It's that same thing. There's a lot of heart and everything. And I mean, I pretty think I know I have the history kind of right, because a lot of that community started in Africville and then were forced out and basically planted out well. I mean, considering back when that happened, that was well outside the city back when that happened, almost as a way of like, you know, go here and we'll tuck you away kind of thing. And the community just thrived, built together, came together kind of thing. And just, you know, it seems to be this really cool subculture with that, you know, in the HRM kind of thing. So
yeah.
So it's a common story that's told. So it's the heart and stuff that comes from North Preston's always pretty inspiring.
It's the core, man. It's the core. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now going to your music career. Because I want to talk a bit about that. If you've heard the previous episode with R.S. Smooth, I'm a music nerd. I also love local artists, right? So whenever I hear somebody kind of bubbling up, I'm always like, whoa, you know, and especially if I like what I hear. So anyways, I listened to your King album. I know the King book, but let's go back to the King album, 2020. You picked the perfect time to release a CD, man. Middle of a pandemic.
Couldn't tour nothing, man.
Yeah? Okay. Nothing. Okay, so how did you got to tell me about a few things about this record, because the production on it's great.
Thank you. Then
I complimented you on that. What did you tell me? You self-produced it?
I did self-produce it. Yeah.
So I'm kind of really curious about the bones of it. So from the self-production side, What apps, literally, were you using GarageBand? Were you using Logic Pro?
I'm a Logic guy.
You can kind of, I mean, this sounds bad, but you can kind of tell. I could tell when Kanye West was using Logic Pro because when you listen to all of the sounds in it, you're like, Kanye definitely got that sound off of this program, this app right here, because I hear it right here. I know it's him.
Because
digital music, it's just creating it from, you know, just whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So the beats and stuff, did you buy the beats?
No, I created all of them. Every single one of them.
You created that whole record?
From scratch.
Dude.
The artwork, everything.
That's insane. The artwork's beautiful.
Thank
you. It looks professional, right?
Yeah. Well, it is professional. Because he's a professional.
No, it's a good job, man. Like, you see a lot of local records,
and they don't look like that,
and they don't sound as polished as that. I almost assumed you had some help. And I'm not trying to be...
No, I appreciate that.
Like, just a guy coming out of the blue, right? And so I found it on Spotify. And you can too, right? And you have, let me just, I'm actually going on Spotify here, guys, and I'm really slow, so I apologize.
This is true, I can vouch for that.
This isn't a live show.
Operate slow.
I can take the next 6 minutes out as I try to go on Google. Old man here. So we got, discography. So I'm just trying to go back. So you had your first record, 2017?
2017.
Okay, so tell me a bit about this one, kind of getting into it and such.
Sure, so...
Don't be embarrassed, this is great,
That was 2017, that was the first one ever.
Yeah.
And that one's still out there in the streets, okay? I was definitely finding myself, you know, like experimenting with, you know, sounds. I feel like as an artist, we have the option to do that. We have the...
Yeah, of course.
You know, so... this one was, I was going through a little bit of an EDM kick there.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of was infusing R&B with EDM.
Okay,
so that was a fun little time there, but we're glad it's over.
Hey, you know what? It's like almost like getting a bad tattoo, right? It's a part of your journey, right?
That's right. But I am proud of the project, though, because that one I co-produced with a buddy of mine at the time.
Cool.
Yeah, G. Clark of Kim Crew.
Okay.
So it was pretty fun.
It's your story, though. It's like, you know, it's where you came from, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's good. It's one of the things that just kind of builds up, and who knows? If you never made that, you may not have been able to learn from
it
and make this, you know, kind of step your game up.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Learn from it, right?
That's right.
Then you had a few singles come out from how I kind of like read the script here when I'm looking at Spotify, right? You always can correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm missing anything.
Yeah.
And then you got King, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this King record, Vodka X Me, I liked that song. That song was good. Because I remember that one, Friends was good. King was the title track was great as well, right? So what's your favorite track on that CD?
Oh, my goodness.
If people go and listen to one song off that after listening to the show, what should they check out?
Well, I feel like it would be a no-brainer to say King just because it was the title track, but...
Yeah, and it kind of launched you into your next path, like these books
and
the kids' book and stuff, huh?
But if I was to choose a single outside of King, my favorite... it's too hard to say a favorite. I would say No Better.
No Better.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And what's that song about?
No Better talks about... If I would have known better about a situation, I wish I didn't know better about a situation of infidelity, that we could have stayed together. If I didn't know that it even happened, then we could have stayed together. But because it happened, you know, we can't, and you ruined something that was could have been great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you going to keep making music?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, all the time.
Are you working right now?
I have an album that's been ready to go since 2020. I actually created both King and this album.
Yeah.
Back to back. As soon as I finished that one, I went.
Can you send it to me? I'll listen to it. I'll tell you if it's bad or not. Before you put it up. I'll give you an honest answer. That's bad. I'll give you an honest answer.
He would. Yeah, that's true.
I'm bad like that.
Listen, honesty is hard to come by these days, so I would definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I'd love to hear it, right? I would love to hear it. Yeah.
And it was self-produced, too. This Cool. Same
awesome.
One.
Cool. Yeah. And you got anybody you're working with on the record, like in terms of other guests or features?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Oh, I didn't say yet?
Nope.
Still working it out? Okay, that's cool.
He's been in Toronto. It's just
if you send it to me off the record, I won't say nothing on the record. I won't go put it on until you tell me it's okay.
Yeah,
yeah. So you can trust me there. But yeah, that's awesome. So,
these albums, so like you've won a lot of awards from what I can see. Like there's been quite a few ECMA and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Cool. Yeah, yeah. So it's I think what I remember seeing. I don't know what it was like 10 awards or something like that. I think
you won 10. What you win awards for?
So this album specifically was nominated for a lot of awards. Actually, we went into 2021 Music Nova Scotia Awards, the most nominated artist in Nova Scotia with 8 nominations for that time in general.
Yeah.
And we won 3 of those awards.
So I didn't even know that. I just have good taste.
Blind tasting over there.
You know, so we won that, and then ECMAs, we had a couple of nominations for that. We won some ASMA awards, so that was great. But you know, like that project was like I actually produced it during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Like everything was done in my room except for the final masters. Like I mixed it too.
Okay.
And I recorded the vocals just in my room.
Nice.
Wow.
So it was, for me, it embodied the whole 3 years of, the last 3 years of my life leading up to that. It was like a musical diary, and all the stories are real, all mine.
It's a beautiful thing about technology that we can do that now. Like this podcast is being recorded in the back of a brewery. Like in the back. Like we're surrounded by, what are we surrounded by, man?
Mash tuns.
It's really awesome.
Fermenters
though.
And mash tuns.
Yeah. This one's a first. We never got the good in the back room like this, quite like this before, right? But it's pretty cool.
That was cool.
So
it's there's definitely, seems to be definitely a theme here. It seems you just like telling stories.
Oh yeah.
Whether it be talking directly to kids, or whether it be storytelling, literal books or your songs and stuff. Is there anything that like can you pick between the three that like is the thing that gets you up and like you know that's what gets me out of bed every day kind of thing? Is that, or is it like everything just kind of has to be one kind of thing?
Everything got to be one.
Yeah.
I can't. I wouldn't be able to choose. I think it's storytelling in general. Yeah. Like what it is doesn't even matter, if it's marketing. Like I love the creation part of marketing too.
Yeah.
And telling the story through that. So even like we did a Vodka and Me little merch line back in 2022, and like I enjoy telling the story of the clothes. Like I set it up as if it was a whole clothing line instead of just a merch drop, and so we told the story.
So tell the story visions. Now. Like, what was the story?
Yeah, that's here.
Oh my, Vodka and Me.
Sorry.
I mean, I have a couple of Vodka and Me stories too.
I have Vodka and Me stories.
You're the guest.
I tell you right now,
I touched vodka for 10 years, my friend.
Listen, there's a reason why you got to stay away from it. Vodka and Me is just telling the story of, you know, being in a disagreement with a significant other and going out and getting into some vodka and acting out a character for a little bit before pulling yourself back, though. You got to remember that part. Before pulling yourself back and just realizing you just need to talk, you know, just have a conversation rather than, you know. But, you know, the vodka kind of influences a lot of different behavior.
Sure does.
Yeah. And so it definitely did for me. But I can remember creating like the atmosphere for it, and it was like 3 different versions of Vodka and Me before the official one went on there, because I'm like, it's just not aggressive enough. It's not like the bass isn't enough, the kick isn't enough for me. Like it doesn't make me feel like what I felt like that night, and like the angrier parts.
I was gonna say, it's almost feeling. Like you're trying to capture the anger and like you know the pounding of your heart kind of
that's
thing.
Right.
Right?
That's right. So yeah, I redid that song a couple times.
That sounds great. That was the song that stood out to me. Right off the bat. Right off the jump. Yeah, honest to God.
Because you're an angry dude.
For more reasons than one, that song stuck out.
So when I was doing some reading about you, one of the things that I found very interesting, and that I kind of, you know, it's something that to be, that's an admirable trait, is you talked about the value of mentorship. And you talked about how you've kind of been mentored or have gotten inspiration from many people from all different types of walks of life and professions and stuff like that. So why don't you talk a little bit about that and, you know, where you've gotten your inspiration from and, you know, why you value that so much.
Yeah, oh my goodness, mentorship is so important, super duper important. And that's like a lot of, I guess, where me knowing that I can do certain things, you know, comes from is all the people who did believe. Of course, there we all have those people that say, oh, you know, you ain't gonna do this or be able to do that or whatever the case may be. But I feel like it only takes like one person to say you can to give you that thrust, and usually those are mentors. Kids just need, and all of us, right, just need like direction sometimes when you're trying new things and you're going out into, you know, doing things that you may have not seen fully before, because everybody's path is different, regardless of if somebody's in podcasting and somebody else wants to come in. They may have different topics, you know, their viewpoint of how they approach it with marketing or whatever. Everything's not going to be the same. So mentorship, you know, gives you an option. And the more mentors you have, the more options you have. And you take from each mentor and you build your own. And, you know, that's what it's all about. So for me, I'm like, even with going out to the schools and doing those things, you know, I hope that I can be a piece of the puzzle for the greatness that the kids eventually achieve.
Sure. It's hard if there's a lone wolf, right? You know? And,
yeah.
And to find someone to help you along the path or wherever you're going.
Means the world.
Yeah.
Who've been some of your, like, personal, like, mentors, people that you look to, like, you're, you know, we had a previous guest that talked about having a northern star to look to guide your way. Like, who've been a couple of your northern stars?
Oh, my goodness. So many. So many. I would say one person who really comes to mind for me is Renee Smith. I don't know if you folks know
her. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she is family, distant family too, but we...
Oh, so you're related?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay,
yes.
Cool.
Distant family on my mom's side, Smith. On that side.
Yeah.
But she's been, you know, like a really instrumental part of the beginning of my career. Like, I recorded my first demo there. She was very helpful with, you know, keyboard lessons and you know,
and
doing
she's
going to
be on your next album, right?
It's so crazy that we've never done a record together,
gosh.
Like
totally
as far
should.
As in released it ourselves.
Yeah.
But we've worked together like a million times.
Oh, she's wonderful.
On,
right?
Yeah. We've worked together like on projects outside of here too. So
actually, Gracie, my stepdaughter, saw her because we went to the Black Cultural event. This was a couple of years. This was COVID or just before COVID.
She was
at an event they had there performing live outside, and we just took her down to see some music and. Yeah, she's amazing.
Raw talent.
Right?
I mean, just amazing. Just
is she
incredible.
Still in Halifax?
She is.
Yeah? Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We should get her on the show, man.
I think so.
I'm good with that.
Think so.
Season two guests. There you
Season
go.
Two.
Hello.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen.
I'm already creating a long list.
Oh, yeah.
So.
This is good. Too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, no. So, yeah, that's like, I find that, I find that pretty good when you can look at different things. Because I think that's really important. I think everyone kind of makes and shapes who we are and everything. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's important. You know, that you can take it from different people and help kind of build yourself. I think that's pretty much, I think, what I had kind of to cover off, because I mean, that kind of answered everything that I kind of really want to know. And
yeah,
realistically, I keep doing what you're doing, man, because I think honestly what you're doing is good stuff. The world needs a lot more love. You know,
yes.
even though we talked that we're in the best times, but there's still a lot of hate that needs to get defeated.
Yeah.
And it seems like you're out there spreading a whole lot of love, which is a good thing.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Trying my best. Yeah. Trying my best. That's all you can do is give your best.
Yeah. I think what we'll do is we're definitely going to put a link to your books on here on the episode description, right? So if people want to check them out, they can go to your site and whatever and check out your books.
And that, so that's the other thing too, yeah, just to kind of go through some of that, like, so the book is I Am Perfectly Me and I Am King, probably a lot more to come with the series coming along, and then, yeah, check out that the titled King, but you also had a self-titled album that came out, that was the 2017 album, so,
yeah.
So self-titled Keontae and the second album King, so check those out as well.
And anything else on the radar before?
Yeah, anything else we should know about?
I don't know when this is going to be released, but we do have another book coming out.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And I think this will be the first time that I'm mentioning it publicly here.
Nice.
But it's called I Am So Worthy.
Oh,
I
nice.
Am So Worthy.
And it's another children's book.
Yeah.
And it comes out Next month. Very soon.
Okay,
very soon.
Coming out. So it'll probably come out.
So by the time this launches, it'll probably be out.
Yeah, probably.
So we will give away one free copy.
There you go.
If you're listening to this episode.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Awesome.
No, or we won't.
Or we won't.
Well, I'll just edit this part
or
out.
We'll just keep it. Yeah. All right, guys. You know what? Thank you very much.
Nice
I really appreciate
you,
it. It was an honor to meet you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I appreciate it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cause I can't let go. Girl, I wanna love you every day, not stopping. Take you all the shopping. Tell me what is popping, girl. Under pressure, girl, under pressure. So hot, you rise my temperature. Frame every moment like a perfect picture. If she willing to learn, I'm a perfect teacher. If you love me, baby, say yes. Keep on fronting, goodbye, stay blessed. See you waiting, make me stay stressed. Oh, you already know. Cause I can't let go. Oh, 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 oh. Go, oh, oh, oh. Stop playing hard to get. My mind is made and set. I know exactly what I need. You can't do no wrong.